In Egypt, clashes have broken out between the supporters and opponents of the ousted president Mohamed Morsi in the capital, Cairo. Police have also arrested 50 people during the violence. Several rallies were also held in a number of other Egyptian cities. The clashes come after the first session of Morsi's trial was adjourned till 8th of January. The suspension came shortly after Morsi refused to acknowledge the legitimacy of the court. The Egyptian leader was arrested and taken to an undisclosed location after his ouster by the army in early July. Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Karim Gemaleddin, who joins us from the Egyptian capital, Cairo, via Skype. Now, Karim, it's been a day filled with clashes and emotions for the Egyptian people. Tell us a bit more about what we should expect to see in the coming days as Morsi's trial is again adjourned for later in January.
Mohamed Morsi is deemed by many legal observers as a slap on the face of the Egyptian judiciary, as the trial was also condemned by the human rights organization Amnesty International. It said that the deposed President Mohamed Morsi was subjected to unfair conditions and is being part of an unfair trial, as Mohamed Morsi was not allowed to meet with his defense team. And regardless of recognizing the panel or not, but he was not allowed to meet with his defense team. And also his defense team and his lawyers were not allowed to be present during the interrogations with Egypt's deposed president. And as you have just mentioned, Kniz, Mohamed Morsi himself has been incommunicado in the custody of the military since he was toppled by the country's de facto ruler, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, on July 3rd. Legal observers are saying that this trial is politically charged and is just part of the crackdown ensued by the military-appointed government on the Muslim Brotherhood and the members of the Muslim Brotherhood, the organization which Mohamed Morsi hails from. It is also worthy of note that the alleged charges that are addressed to Mohamed Morsi, Kaniz, is the killing of 10 protesters outside Al-Tahriya Presidential Palace back in December last year. Seven of those who were killed have filed a written report to the Egyptian court that is presiding over the trial of Mohamed Morsi, asserting that Mohamed Morsi and the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, who were also part of this trial, have nothing to do with the death of their beloved ones and of their family members, and they have said that those who orchestrated the military coup or the military takeovers are the ones who should be held responsible for the killing of those who were killed as a result of the clashes between the supporters and opponents of Egypt's deposed president outside Al-Tahriya Presidential Palace.
Okay.
So, speaking to Kaniz about the ramifications of this trial, the anti-coup alliance have announced that they will continue with what they label or what they call necessary national resistance, and they will continue to protest and demonstrate on the Egyptian streets across the country to denounce what they label as a heinous military coup and to call for the immediate end of military rule and the reinstatement of Mohamed Morsi as Egypt's
Okay, our
first
correspondent Karim Gemaleddin there reporting from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. We will, of course, keep a very close eye on the situation in Egypt, looking very fluid right now.